Melissa in the Morning talks with career strategist and workplace expert Julie Bauke. It's Julie on the Job. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you're part of the workforce, you are definitely familiar, I should say, with PTO. But have you ever heard of VTO? Crunchbase, which is a private company data provider, has apparently been offering what's called VTO, volunteering time off, to its employees since 2018. They say this is a major benefit for their workers, and even some studies are backing that up. In fact, a recent study out of Oxford University found mental health interventions, a lot of them are not actually beneficial for workers' mental well-being. However, volunteering was an exception. It showed a lot of positive outcomes, employees showing a stronger sense of belonging, collaboration, and feeling supported in handling stress. So what do you think about offering VTO at your company? Or if you are working for someone, would you want VTO? Let's ask Julie Bauke, our career strategist, her thoughts on this benefit potentially for employees. Hey, Julie, what do you think of VTO?
Hey, I love it so much. I cannot even express the depth of my love for it because it does so many things. It addresses so many of the things that people are struggling with at work right now. This actually, when I read this article, I was like, wait a minute, this really did used to be much more of a thing, and then it just sort of disappeared. Mm. And so when you look at what people at work are struggling with and what people want, they want connect. There's this Harvard Business Review article that did, what are the four things? What's the employee value proposition right now? And the first was material, you know, material things, obviously, pay and benefits. But career development was another. But the last two, the third and fourth one, can really be addressed partially by VTO. And one was meaning and purpose. And the fourth was connections and community. And because we're in this world now where people are working hybrid, working remote, working, in isolation, number one, and we have so many people who are struggling with anxiety, mental health issues, and part of that was due to the extreme isolation of the pandemic. You know, people still haven't recovered from that from a mental health standpoint. And then we are working in isolation. And so those opportunities to get out of our own heads, to get out of and away from work and connect with coworkers is a great way to address all of that. Plus, it also addresses one of the biggest complaints about remote work or hybrid work, which is we've lost the ability to connect with our coworkers in a way that's not necessarily 100% work related. And so this checks all of those boxes.
It also, it makes your business look amazing. When I was first reading this article, I don't know if you've ever watched Sister Act, the original Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh,
you ever
sure.
watched that? Okay.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know the part where Whoopi Goldberg is talking to the nun in charge, and she says, "We want to go out into the world, into the neighborhood, and we want to meet the people." And all the nuns are like, yes, that's what we want to do. You know, we want to get out there. That's what this reminded me of is, you know, it's one thing. I know even working at a radio station, one of the things that we love is that so many nonprofits, obviously, they pair with us. They work with us because we can put their platforms out there. We can put the PSAs out there. We can inform the public about what they're doing and get resources out there. Those are some of the best moments in our careers, is being able to actually see, you know, when we have a radiothon. What does that actually do? Are we really making a difference? And then you go out and you see, oh my gosh, look at the amount of donations. Oh my gosh, look at this new update to this veterans home. Look at what's going on at this homeless shelter. Look how many pounds of food were donated during things, and on and on and on. And those are some of the best moments where you say, oh, that's why I woke up and I went to work. You know, it's not only building internally, but it's also so huge to actually know that you care and that you're actually making some kind of a difference in your community. I think it makes sense across the board. Now, here's my question for you, though, Julie. Here's the question. Do you replace part of your PTO with VTO? And let me explain that question.
No.
So that's why I asked that, because I love my PTO, but you know, it is interesting. I'm part of my church, and one of the things that they talk about all the time are these missions trips, and they're not even in other countries. A lot of times it's like, hey, let's go to the areas that had flooding this past year and let's rebuild some homes, whatever. I would love to take a week off and go build some homes in America. I'd love to do that. But that would mean cutting into a week of time that I could be making up with my husband or could be making up with my 5-year-old. And it's and so the volunteering kind of goes by the wayside. And so that's why I was asking, do you replace it or do you just tack on, essentially?
Yeah, you know, if I were putting together a program like this, I would make it available to somebody like you who wants to do something with a group you're already in, as well as some sort of employer, not really sponsored, but employer coordinated efforts. And if you can make it tied to what you do, what the mission of the organization is. If, you know, so it could be, or it could just be, here are 6 organizations that we're putting together teams for. It could be putting together, one of the examples in this article was putting together hygiene boxes for underserved communities.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you are sitting in, you know, another state from your coworkers, you could still participate in something like that.
Right.
And you could all share what you did over Zoom, tell your story, share pictures of what you did. And so it can't just be, okay, we're going to call these voluntary VTO days. Now, you know, just go have fun and do something good.
No, you'd have to prove that. You'd have to prove that you're doing it. Absolutely.
Yeah. But, oh, my gosh, the endorphins, yes, that come from doing good things is absolutely helps people connect. It helps their mental health. It helps them feel more fondly toward their employer because they gave them the time to do this. And again, it gives them some meaning and purpose, connections, and community, and it helps them build relationships with their coworkers. And that's one of the things that the biggest complaints stem from, which is, well, you know, when we're all working flexibly or even remotely, we don't get that time to build those relationships. This is a much better way to do it than to say, okay, everybody get on a Zoom call and we're going to play a game. Which, you know, is okay depending on what it is, but it's not, the meaning is not there. And you will absolutely get payback as an employer for way more than the amount of time you gave off when you give people, when you show your values, not just talk about them. And if you talk about, as a company, being a strong member of the community, how are you showing that?
I was just going to say that too. Yep.
Right. And there's nothing to back it up. It's just one more hard eye roll you're getting from your people.
Right. I mean, that's just it. This is actually putting your word to the pavement, if you will. I don't know what that saying is. But basically, I mean, when you hear that you have a company that is making volunteering a, you know, something that is considered a benefit, to me, that would make me feel like I'm working for a company that actually cares. And that does value our community, which I do think, if we're learning anything, Julie, it's that, you know, younger and younger workers, it's not so much about the paycheck. It's about feeling good about the work you're doing, the company you represent, and that you're able to balance your own values, which, you know, could be volunteering, could be giving back, could be, you know, we talk about family a lot, but for a lot of people, they would love to be a part of community events or drives or organizations or whatever. And this, to me, seems like a selling point. We are talking about VTO, volunteering time off, and how it's a major benefit, actually, for employees. In fact, this is something that a private company data provider, Crunchbase, has been offering its employees since 2018, and studies back up that it is a major benefit, showing that volunteering has positive outcomes. It allows employees to show a stronger sense of belonging, collaboration, and feeling supported in handling stress, not to mention it's a fantastic look for your company. Here's the question, though. We've got Julie Bauke, our career strategist here, who says this is a no-brainer. This checks all the boxes. I don't know why you wouldn't want to do this. So then why don't people do this, Julie? First of all, you had mentioned in the beginning of this that this was kind of a big thing in the past. I don't really remember it, but, you know, educate me and help me to remember this.
You're young.
Right. Oh, well, there you go. So why don't more people do this then?
You know, I mean, just one of the things that just popped to mind was companies I worked for in the past used to give you time to go volunteer in classrooms with junior achievement. So it's not, you know, it's not unprecedented. I think company leaders are so focused on the black and white and the bottom line that sometimes they don't recognize that sometimes it's the stuff in the gray area that helps you get to the bottom line you want. We know they're a cost, but they're a bit squish. I mean, you can talk about the cost of employee turnover. You can talk about the cost of, you know, losing someone and then having to go replace them. You can talk about the cost of employee dissatisfaction and disengagement. And all of those things are absolutely a cost, but they're not a hard cost. They're not, you can't see them in the numbers necessarily like you can labor costs. The cost of hiring, here would be the cost of giving our 300 employees 32 hours off to volunteer. Now, that's a number, but we're not good, or sometimes leaders aren't good at seeing how that is made up and more by some of the things that are harder to measure. And, you know, you have, especially your very left brain people in the world, so if you can't measure it, it doesn't count. Oh, and so we're so focused on, well, we can't do that because then we have to pay people to do stuff that's not work-related. But you don't realize that people who are engaged, people who appreciate where they work, people who feel excited to work for you and feel proud to work for you always give more than what is expected of them, always. And then there's the cost of... So we all know there's a cost for bad PR. So when a company has some sort of stumble, some sort of PR stumble, you know, we're very quick to say, well, Bud Light's numbers, look at their revenue went down, or look at this, look at that. So we know there's a cost of negative PR. It's harder to gauge the cost or the value of positive PR. It's squish, and that's just really hard for people to get behind. But when you've got a company that's out there doing good, and there are companies there's things called B Corps, and that's the letter B. A B Corp is a company who's gone through a rigorous process, really auditing and changing of their culture to align with these B Corp measures, which have to do with being a good corporate citizen. And it measures things like volunteer time on the part of your people. And when you look at the numbers and the results that B Corps get from being a certified B Corp, I've told people who care, especially young people who really care about what they're working for a company that cares about the community, I say, you know, go research B Corps. Like Patagonia is the one that always pops to mind. But there's, like, in the state of Ohio, I think there's like three or four total.
Yeah.
So, but because you have to go through a very rigorous sort of good corporate citizenship program and prove that you've done those things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great way to narrow down companies to work for. Go look at B Corps.
Yeah, I just think, Julie, it definitely makes companies stand out. I mean, I can say wholeheartedly. I mean, I've worked for some incredible companies in my broadcasting career, but I would say hands down, this is the best company I've worked for. And one of the biggest reasons, to be honest, is because they are super focused on giving back. They are super focused on our local community. They are super focused on supporting nonprofits. So, for example, I mean, I have so many nonprofits who come on this show, and they're able to really showcase and share with a massive audience what they do. And instead of being like, we're going to nickel and dime you for every single time you even you know, call into the show, you know, how can we support you better? I just think that that risk taking and saying, hey, you know what, sometimes the dollar amount is not everything. It's more of what are we actually doing? I think that speaks volumes about a company. There's a lot of risks, but you feel good working for them. That's a huge aspect of loving that job. Absolutely. It's a huge job.
There is. And that those lines, as we've talked about 1,000 times, it's not easy to separate work from the rest of life anymore because of technology. And so people are looking for reasons to stay. They're looking for reasons to feel good about what they do and who they do it with and for. Mm-hmm. And if every bit of communication a senior leader makes is about the bottom line and revenue and profitability, you know, you're losing and you're going to continue to lose a lot of people who want to live more full lives than that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so common sense that drives me nuts that this is not more in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely should be considered. And I'm really glad that this was highlighted. I am surprised that more and more places don't do something like this. But, you know, we will certainly share this and maybe we'll see more companies pop up and offer VTO.
Yeah, if your company, and why not, you know, if you're listening to this, why not go propose it? Why not go research what other companies are doing and go to your company leadership and put it out there as a pilot? Remember, just because you start something doesn't mean it has to stay permanent. When you propose something as a pilot, you're more likely to get buy-in.
Mm-hmm. I also think there's just so many good things to this, and we could talk on and on about it. But I think even the idea of, again, you know, having your whole team sit down and say, hey, we want to do something like this, but we want to do it as a team. You know, why don't we brainstorm? Let's come up with, you know, nonprofits that we all really care about or things that we care about. And again, you have the entire team, you know, people vote on what they want to do. How do we want to help them? I just think that there's such team building as well. And you really have people committed to actually fulfilling that mission of helping the community. There's so many wins here. You know, you hate to think that the dollar amount is really what it comes down to blocking people from this opportunity. It's pretty cool. I hope we see more people do it.
Me too. We re-released Melissa in the Morning, Skipping to the Shower. We redid it a little bit on Julie Bauke, Bauke on Instagram. So go learn on Instagram at Julie Bauke about our favorite morning host, Melissa Sheketoff.
I love you. Thank you, Julie. I appreciate you.
Okay.
And you too. And definitely if you're a company out there and you have piloted this program or you're currently doing this here in Connecticut, we want to hear about it. So give us a call, 203-333-9422, or email me, Melissa at WICC600.com, VFO. It's a pretty cool concept.